Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. That's the weekly newspaper you should be subscribing to if you're not. I was down in the office today. They're putting the paper together, going to the printer. Lots of interesting stories in there as usual. And I would like to highlight the fact that one of mine is in there. It's a yet another installment in my reports on my recent trip to Malaysia. This is the account of the speech given by former United Nations official Dennis Halliday, as an Irishman, worked for the United Nations. And folks, I know a lot of people out there don't like the United Nations, and often with good reason, but I'll tell you something, the United Nations, you know, for all its warts, you know, they do some good things. They do some good things, and let's put it this way. I'd rather have the United Nations on my side than Israel on my side. We all see what's going on over there in the Middle East, folks. It's getting uglier by the day. You know, there have been hundreds and hundreds of Christians and Muslims murdered by the Israelis in Lebanon. Hundreds and hundreds. I'm not sure what the exact figure is. But the Washington Times newspaper, which is a conservative Republican newspaper, strong supporter of Israel, guess what their headline is today? 9 Israelis die in Lebanon. 9 Israelis die in Lebanon. That's in big, bold headline letters. That's supposed to just shock the world that 9 Israeli military troops, people who sign up to kill or be killed, died in Lebanon. And that's the headline in the Washington Times story, folks. This is the kind of madness we're getting in the American media today, and it's the kind of madness that what we're contending with our ruling elite in this country. It's pretty scary, folks, and it's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. You know, it's very interesting in today's Washington Times also. They have a big editorial condemning the farm lobby. The Washington Times is concerned about the farm lobby. They're not concerned about the Israeli lobby, this horrible, well-financed lobby that's getting us into all this trouble in the Middle East. But the Washington Times is concerned about those bad farmers. What hypocrisy. It just disgusts me, folks. I have devoted so much of my life to trying to prevent the United States from getting involved in the Middle East ever deeper. And here we are. It's very, very frustrating to me, but I don't want my enemies out there to get their hopes up. I'm not so depressed that I'm going to blow my brains out. Not at all. It makes me more determined than ever to fight against these people and urge others to fight against them because, you know, the time has come, ladies and gentlemen. Something has to be done. Last night on this program, I called for Americans, if they're going to protest against the war, make their protests really effective. Go to the root of the power in this country. Go to the root of the power behind the Israeli lobby. Go to the synagogues in the big cities of the East. Go to the synagogues in Palm Beach, in Miami, New York City, Beverly Hills, San Francisco. That's where the real power and the money is, folks. They're the people who are funding the Israeli lobby. We're going to a break very shortly here, folks. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about what we can do to break the back of the Israeli lobby because, as I said, the time has come. Something has to be done.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Thursday evening. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, D.C. Not recorded. This is live. This is the real me here tonight, Thursday, July 27th. Happy birthday to my aunt. I doubt she's listening, but today's her birthday. Nice lady. There are a lot of nice ladies and nice gentlemen and nice kids being murdered in Lebanon by our great ally Israel. Christians being murdered. You Christian listeners out there, Christians are being murdered by the Israelis using your tax dollars to do it. Weapons supplied by the United States of America. And what are we going to do about it? Well, folks, you know, as I said, I think people need to take it to the streets, take it to the centers of power, not in front of the White House. The President of the United States is a puppet, folks. We all know that. And he doesn't pay attention to what the American people want. However, the people who finance the Israeli lobby, the people who finance these political action committees that have bought Congress, bought them and paid for them, those places, folks, are the synagogues of America. And, you know, I don't believe this. I constantly see these polls that say that, 70% of the Jewish people in the United States are opposed to the war. I think that's a lie. First of all, second of all, although there are a lot of good Jewish people in this country who do oppose the Bush gangster regime, who do oppose Israel, and not all of them are Jews who've converted to Christianity. A lot of them are, but the fact is, folks, the real power in this country, the political power, largely lies in the hands of the American Jewish community. It's estimated at 75%. Sometimes more, I've seen it. 75% of the Democratic Party's campaign money comes from Jewish Americans, and 50% or more of the Republican Party's campaign contributions come from Jewish Americans. And these are people who are largely concerned with the issue of Israel. So, yes, this is where the power is, folks. The, you know, money is power. The media is power. And it is in the hands of our Jewish friends who are big, strong supporters of Israel. So, therefore, the synagogues need to be picketed on Saturday mornings. Peaceful picketing of synagogues, ladies and gentlemen, not harassment of the people who are going in and out. It has to be done very peacefully, just as if we would picket any other entity. This, if people want to spend their time picketing, that's where to do it. Not big marches down on the mall in Washington, D.C. They can do it right in their hometowns. But we need to make the power brokers in this country recognize that we know who they are, we know where they are, and that they better stop doing what they're doing, messing up our country by messing up our foreign policy. It's that simple. Something else that can be done too, folks. If you need to know who the political power brokers in your community are, you can go to the website. At least you used to be able to do it. They may cover it up now. I don't think so. But go to the website of the Federal Election Commission. Every political action committee that raises money and donates to politicians, and that includes all the Jewish pro-Israel political action committees, they have to register with the Federal Election Commission. Not only do they give a listing of who the candidates that they give money to, they also list the names and addresses of contributors to the Jewish pro-Israel political action committees. This is all a public record. You are allowed to access that. The only restrictions are that you are not allowed, and I'm certain the rules haven't changed in this. The only restriction on the use of these names that appear in the public records is that you may not send them letters soliciting campaign, you know, soliciting contributions or trying to do business with them. But the fact is, it's part of the public record. And since it is a part of the public record, you can identify, and if you get the name of the local political action committee that's raising money in the Jewish community on behalf of Israel, and that's a pretty simple thing to do if you follow the local Jewish newspapers, do a little bit of searching on the internet, you can get the names of those people who contribute to these pro-Israel political action committees, and it might not hurt to picket their homes and businesses and say, look, you are funding the lobby that's getting America into trouble. You know, it's part of the public record. If these people make contributions, they are obviously dedicated to the cause. If we could really reform this country, one of the first things we would have to do would be to ban political action committees. And, you know, I'll tell you something. I think probably, a lot of people don't like this, but I think probably that public funding of elections and removing the unions and the lobbies and the special interest groups from the campaign financing would do a great deal to clean up elections. But, you know, folks, the reason why that's never going to happen is because it is the power of the Israeli lobby that dictates so much of consequence on Capitol Hill, particularly, as I say, when it comes to issues of concern to that lobby. And I assure you that the Israeli lobby would do everything in their power to prevent Congress from ever enacting any real reform of any consequence. This is what we're up against. You know, I have so many of my callers, and I appreciate all the callers, and I appreciate all the comments, but I've had people call in here and say, you know, well, the solution to the problem is we need to get back to the Constitution. Well, yes, if overnight we could, quote-unquote, get back to the Constitution, everything would be wonderful. The problem is the people who have gotten us away from the Constitution are the people who are running this country today, the people in Congress and in the executive branch who've been appointed to these positions by these corrupt presidents that we've had. So getting back to the Constitution is a utopian ideal that maybe we should all strive for. The only problem is we have to get rid of all of these corrupt members of Congress You know, everybody has their favorite congressman. Oh, well, he's a good man or she's a good woman. She's right on most issues except for this or that. People, no, folks, we need to, as the old spotlight used to put it, clean house, Senate too. We need to throw them all out. We need to throw them all out and start over. How we are going to do that, I don't know. People say, oh, well, we have the Constitution Party, or we have the America First Party. How are those parties going to get elected, ladies and gentlemen? I want a third party in this country to succeed, but we come down to the reality of hardcore fact, hardcore politics. We know the elections can be fixed. We know that elections have been fixed. Do we truly believe that the powers that be are ever going to allow a third party to rise up to any consequence here in the United States? I don't think so. Now, I don't want to throw cold water on the efforts of people who are organizing politically. I had a guest in this program from the America First Party. Now, America First Party has a lot of good ideas. They've had some bad ideas that I've seen, but nonetheless, I'm afraid it's a pipe dream for us to think that we're ever going to be able to win any elections in this country. Now, I want to open up the phones here tonight and just kind of discuss things in general here. You know, the number is 800-313-9443. Before we go to the break, I do want to remind you folks about the upcoming Labor Day conference being conducted jointly by American Free Press and the Barnes Review right here in Washington, D.C. Lots of good speakers, lots of interesting panel discussions. It's going to be a nice full two-day schedule. So I do urge you, if you've never been to one of these conferences, this is the time to come. Start making your arrangements. You can call the American Free Press office and get some information. The number is 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS. And I believe if you go to the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net, you'll also find some information on the conference. But I do urge you to come. It's a good opportunity to meet other patriots, and I think, you know, in many cases you'll make friendships that last a lifetime. So don't pass up on that, ladies and gentlemen. We generally have about 200 or 300 people, maybe at maximum there, and it's always good camaraderie and can be informative too. Well, folks, I got an email today. Get a load of this one. This guy says it seems like RPN. I guess he means RBN. He says it seems like RPN is infested with Jews, and you pass of Van Lohman as a non-Jew. That's Van Lohman, my friend, who's been a guest on the show twice this week. He says, every Lohman I've ever known or heard of in my life were Jews. Why do these guests of yours always have Jew names? Van from the Klan is being called called a Jew. Now, Van Lohman is a nice Gentile. I can vouch for Van's gentility. In fact, I have some relatives named Lohman, relatives by marriage, and they're not Jewish, they're German. But I'm sorry that my guests always have Jew names. That's Rick writing from I don't know where, but he seems to have gotten this rather private email of mine somewhere, so it puzzles me as to how he got it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break coming up, and we're going to go right to the phones after this break. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. All fired up here tonight. Got a couple callers already, and I'm going to go ahead and bring them up. Let's go to Keith from Rhode Island. Keith, how are you doing tonight? I thought we had Keith from Rhode Island.
How's that?
Keith, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay, very good. Hello, Mr.
Right.
Piper. A couple of things about Israel here, a couple of observations on my part. It seems to me that the European Jews are the de facto ruling class in Israel. The light-skinned, Caucasian-looking Jews seem to be the ones in the highest levels of government, whereas the dark-skinned Middle Eastern Jews seem to be second-class citizens. They do the grunt work, it appears to me. So basically the criticism that Israel is a European Jewish state in the middle of the Arab-Muslim world is a valid criticism. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, although, you know, my understanding, though, is that a lot of the Sephardic Jews in Israel, the Middle Eastern Jews, so to speak, that they are among the supporters of the hard-line elements, though, in Israel.
Isn't that still...
It's contradictory in many respects, but
yes.
They apparently are the foundation of the Likud movement around Netanyahu in any case, and certainly Ariel Sharon in his day. So that's just it is very contradictory in many ways.
It's also contradictory. Well, the fact that Ariel Sharon, his real name was Sharonsky. He was a Jew from Russia.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't see why these Sephardic Jews would vote against their own best interests. But then again, there are a lot of Yahoos in the Midwest who vote GOP, even though voting for Republicans is really voting against their self-interest too. You know?
Yeah, you know, you're actually right. That's correct.
I'd also like to point out what I would call Jewish hypocrisy, because as you probably know, Mr. Piper, Jews like to boast and brag about how they supported civil rights in the South and equality and democracy, but it seems that when it comes to Israel, when it comes to Zionism, that support for brotherhood and democracy just doesn't happen.
Keith, you must be reading my mind, because I want to tell you something. You reminded me of a story that I wanted to tell on the air.
Oh, well.
I was sitting in a restaurant today here in our nation's capital, our wonderful Washington, D.C., and three individuals were speaking about dear little Israel and how rotten the Iranians are, and they want to wipe Israel off the map and this and that and such and such. So I said to myself, well, you know what? I'm in a good mood. I'm going to use their tactics on them. So I turned around and stared very heavily at the one individual, the woman and two men, and I just stared very heavily. And then as I was getting up, I heard them continuing this discussion. It sounded like something out of the Washington Times, this pro-Israel rhetoric, and I said, disgusting. And this woman, who very evidently was Jewish, speaking with a very thick accent, she says to the gentleman, oh, he says what you're saying is disgusting. And I said, that's right. I said, Israel is going to blow up the world. He says, oh, you're out of your mind. I said, no, I said, Israel is going to blow up the world. He says, well, I hope they do. And he says, I hope they kill all the Arabs.
Wow.
And I said, you, sir, are a bigot. And then I walked out of the restaurant. But the thing about it is, I guess there's a moral to the story here or something. My point is this, that I think, as I've said, I mean, I practice what I preach. I confronted these people in public. I've done it before. I'll do it again. When I hear people saying things like this, that something needs to be said about it, I do it in a polite way, but in a very firm way. I don't wave a swastika flag in their face. But the thing is, this is where we've reached a point now, Keith. We have to start speaking out to the people rather than about them. And we've got to let them know that we're fed up with all this crap.
Amen.
Because that's what it's coming down to.
And I'd like to, one last thing, sir. Is,
go ahead.
All these black right-wing conservatives like Thomas Sowell and, you know, the Armstrong Williams, the ones who are so, they're blacks and they're fervent supporters of Israel. I would just like to point out to those black Uncle Toms that during the apartheid era in South Africa, no country in the world was allowed to do business with South Africa, but there was only one country that had very strong economic ties with the apartheid government in South Africa, and that was Israel. And they supplied the South African police with the batons, the poison gas, the tear gas, that were used to stop the anti-apartheid protests.
Well, you know what else? It's kind of interesting you point that out. Roy Bullock, the ADL spy, who I was the first person to expose him, and everybody said, oh, Piper's paranoid. Well, it came out 7 years later. I was right. But Roy Bullock, the ADL spy, was also spying on critics of the government of South Africa. And I can assure you the ADL had a hard time explaining that to the NAACP.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They had a really rough time with that little tidbit that came out in the course of that investigation. But, yeah, I think you're, you know, actually, I'll tell you something. It's very fashionable in conservative circles to blow kisses to people like Alan Keyes and Thomas Sowell and so forth. But I think the term that you used to describe them is absolutely correct. I'm sorry to say it, but I think the term is correct. Keith, I always appreciate your phone call. Thanks for chiming in.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to a break. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Hey, we have a couple callers lined up here, and we're going to go ahead and bring them on up. I say a couple callers. No, folks, we got a lot of callers. I try to squeeze y'all in, so keep it short and to the point, and I'll try not to say too much myself. Hey, let's go to Matt in Vermont. How you doing tonight, Matt?
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Hey, Mike. Hey, I just wanted to say last night's show was such a great show. It was just really... really blew me away. I was wondering, you had so many great callers last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of them was I can't remember his name, but he's from CrescentandCross.com.
Yeah, Mark Glenn, CrescentandCross.com. Yeah, good man. Just talked to him today. Yeah.
And he had mentioned that the blame for the current offense, the aggression in Lebanon should be laid at the Lebanese people at their feet themselves. And I was just wondering if you could clarify that more. And then I have a question about the media.
Yeah, well, you know, Mark, of course, he's of Lebanese descent. He's speaking from kind of a unique perspective there. He's an American, but he's of Lebanese Christian heritage. And I think what he was saying was that they themselves, you know, at one point, the certain factions in Lebanon actually worked for the Israelis. I think they called the Falange, the Christian Falange. They were they allowed themselves to be used by Israel in these internecine conflicts in that region. So I think that was Mark's point there. It's not like he was holding the Lebanese people responsible for what the Israelis are doing per se.
Was he blaming them for not going into the streets when Hariri was assassinated?
Yeah, well, that's another thing too. Yeah, I mean the blame. That's, I'm glad you pointed that out. That was another thing he did say too. That Hariri was assassinated, and of course it was blamed on Syria, and no one who really knew anything about that seriously believed that. But everybody of any consequence that I know felt that it was a Mossad operation. Designed to further disrupt things and just, you know, create havoc in Lebanon. And yet the Syrians went along with it. The Lebanese went along with it and you know, essentially let Israel get away with it. I mean, everybody plays this game, you know. I mean, now here Israel has attacked, killed United Nations officials. You understand my point. I mean, if anybody else had done that, the world would be at war against the country that did that.
Right.
So,
and
yeah.
I heard about the 30-foot crater at Hariri's where he was assassinated. But anyway, listen, the media, you've done a lot of research on, media ownership. I'm just curious, what is the percentage of Jewish ownership of the mainstream media? If you could put that in figures.
That's a really, well, I'll give you the easy answer, 100%. A more realistic answer, I mean, if you look, I think what really counts is the major media. You know what I mean? I it's hard to say with a lot of the newspapers around the country, but if you look at some of the major chains of newspapers like the Newhouse chain, they've set up shop in a lot of smaller cities around the country, ranging from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to New Orleans, to Cleveland, I believe, and many places in between. So there's that aspect. But then you have like the New York Times and the Washington Post, you know, and then all the newspapers around the country carry news items from those papers. So putting a percentage on that is really tough because, it's years ago, my late friend Issa Nakla put together a very extensive report on Jewish influence in the American media. That was back in the 1960s, and I can just say this much, that it's probably doubled or tripled since then.
Okay, finally, one last thing. I'm going to be protesting on Saturday the screening of this movie called Obsession, which goes into the role of Islam, but it's very negative. But anyway, so I'm protesting this film. It's called Obsession, and it's, I think, obsessionthemovie.com. But I'm going to be protesting, and I was going to make a sign that says America equals Islam, to try to wake these people up.
Well, good luck. Matt, thanks for your call. I got to move on here. Let's go to Bob in Texas. Bob, come on up.
Yeah, I'd like to second the motion. I think your program last night was an exceptional program.
Thank you.
And
appreciate that.
I was hanging on the line when it got late, and I knew I'd called in late. You know, there are a couple of things, Mike. I wanted to know if you ever met Danny Casolaro.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. That's funny. I know somebody who knows his brother, but I've never met him myself, no.
Sure had an interesting gig going there for a while until it ended, but I was reading about some of the stuff that he had been involved with, you know, way, way back. I mean, it is a fascinating story. And this Michael Reconcito, whoever he is, he's got to be one of the strangest guys on the planet Earth.
Yes. Reconosciuto is actually how it's pronounced.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never met him, but I know people who do know him. Ted Gunderson, former FBI official, knows him fairly well. And Mike Blair, who's written for American Free Press, I think he's dealt with Reconosciuto. And he's he was interviewed by my old colleague Tom Valentine on Tom's show years ago. So yeah, he's an interesting guy. He's one of these people who's been around and been involved in a lot of things, things of a very murky nature. And those people, they often get set up to fall down.
Well, you sure see a lot of that around Bush. I'm reading a book that they put out, the book The Octopus.
Yes, I have a copy of that book. That's about Danny Casolaro and his investigation into all these intertwining scandals. Yeah.
Well, and it looks to me, by that book, very seldom do you hear anybody associate old man Bush with Kennedy's assassination. But he certainly did in his book at different points. And he also ties together all the same guys that hung out together that were the CIA assassins that were going around the world killing democratically elected leaders.
Yeah, it's actually a very small, tightly knit group of people.
Yes,
and
it is.
It's funny, most of those bad guys in the CIA were all guys who were tied in very closely with Israel. I've known a lot of good people from the CIA and from the intelligence community, and those good people are all critics of Israel. So, so there are factions even within the intelligence community.
Well, I read about everything I can get my hands on, and I was reading a book, Regicide, by a guy named Douglas, I think.
That book is an absolute fraud.
Well, I thought it might be too, and then I got it. I looked in the back, and I was more interested in the appendix than anything else. And back there in the back, he had people's names and addresses listed as assets that were allegedly worked with this guy Crowley.
Yeah,
and he had Old Man Bush and Novak that writes for I don't know, he used to be on CNN and a number of other people. Listed, and then when you see Novak leaking his story, and he doesn't get any heat, but everybody else does, it kind of makes you wonder about Novak.
Well, I don't put any faith in that list. So that's of really no consequence there. That gentleman tried desperately to destroy me, the author of that book, and
really,
yes, and I've never talked about it publicly, but it's actually the first time. But yes, he. He worked assiduously to get me fired from American Free Press and to destroy me, yes.
Well, he didn't know you owned it, did he?
Owned what?
American Free Press.
Well, I don't own American Free Press. I'm just a contract writer for American Free Press. But
One last thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Your last caller was talking about the difference in these Jews. The real bottom line is none of them actually are the people that came out of Israel, out of Egypt with Moses. They had a couple of captivities that took place over there, and only one small group that had intermarried and brought their wives and kids and all that back from Babylon when they came back down to Jerusalem, they're a very small group that came back down there, and they became the Sephardim Jews after Rome shut down Jerusalem in 70 AD.
The whole thing, let's face it, we're talking 2,000 years here,
But they have never changed since then, Michael. Since 70 AD, these Sephardics, they went to Spain, and then they went and trained these other Ashkenazi. I mean, they all are speaking out of the same hymn book called the Talmud.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Let's face facts here. Let's not try to pretend that that isn't the case. I mean, I had Michael Korn here on the program recently, born a Jew, a convert to Christianity, and he had some choice things to say about the Jewish religious teachings. Like I always point out, we always hear the things about Islam. May or may not be true, but we never hear about the Talmud. And as my old friend John Tiffany from American Free Press says, who put the mud in the Talmud?
Yeah. Well,
Bob, I got to move on here. We got a lot of callers. I appreciate you calling, though.
All right.
Let's go to Ben in Florida. How are you doing tonight, Ben?
Hi, Mike.
Central, what do you think?
Florida. Well, you're so right about the election. I was so put out once that it was a pending war, and it was a presidential election, right? And I'm a registered Democrat.
Okay.
Well, I went in there identified as a wounded veteran with my Purple Heart cap on. And I very loudly and cynically said, I love war. I love to see my friends losing their arms, their legs, going blind, looking like dirt. and I walked right past my register first as the Republicans, the Democrats, and there was the Constitutional Party. I was registered with them, but I found out you don't have to be to register in these elections any way you want.
Right.
I registered Constitutional Party after that. Right? And I said very loudly, okay, I went outside the election booth. Lo and behold, so fast, there's a guy in the black suit, young, the tie, and a white shirt. And he accosts me, says, you're a communist. I said, my friend, honest Mike, I swear on the Lord up above, what I'm saying is true. I said, I'm not a communist. I'm a populist, if you know what that means. He said, yeah, I know what it means, and he walked away. All right? But the outcome of this was the strangest part of it, and these were not the machines yet. When they gave the results of this election, I never knew I was a zero. They said independent party, zero.
Interesting.
And they gave the statistics on the other party. I'm the type of person, I can't remember dates. I remember events. Like maybe when I went through Naples and went to the front.
Right.
I found out that the Mount Vesuvius had erupted. I thought they were bombing Naples again. I was that far from there. But I always, put the event with the occurrence, not the date itself. I could tell you history, but I can't give it a date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I never knew I was a zero.
Well, that's a hell of a way to find out.
Come on, I couldn't be the only nut. I didn't know they're not on the level. I used to work on campaigns.
Man,
I
want to tell you.
A pack of cigarettes, get you anything, and the drivers to the... Well,
Ben,
that's exactly what they did. I'm sorry, Mike.
You're
not
living
on the level. It never was.
Listen, you're living, walking proof of vote fraud is what you are.
I told you I wore my purple heart hat into the place.
Well, the funny thing is, though.
Near and near would have been proud of the expression on my face as I was going through that diatribe.
Well, Ben, the people who
send... You know who Smirk and Sneer is, don't you?
The people who send the military men off to war really hold them in contempt because they look at
them
as pawns. So,
we're throwaways.
That's right. That's right.
We are throwaways, Mike.
I don't want to
go to that. Maybe at a later date. I know you know me, but I got a family. I'm raising grandchildren at my age.
Well, you know, you're lucky.
God expects me to take care of them.
You're lucky.
I'll
tell
you more later. In fact, I'm going to come out with my name. They know who I am. I've been assaulted. I'll tell you about that later. I mean, quite physically assaulted.
Yeah.
I could have lost my life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, Mike, I actually need your help, if something strange happens to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you could trail a worm through the Everglades, and I know you would come up with something.
All right. Ben, I got to move
on.
I
love you guys.
All right. You take care
of
yourself,
Ben. I love my fellow American.
All righty. Let's go to Carlos from California. Carlos, are you there?
Yes, I'm definitely here, Michael.
Right.
You're
not in Iraq yet, are you?
No, I want to stay away from there as far as I can, buddy. It's too hot over there.
That's right, exactly.
listen, watching here over the world, I see a rather mysterious trend when we start looking back at history that some governments make it a habit or a strategy to finance and sustain some of their enemies that they eventually go to war with. Look, we sustained and financed Hitler, then our CIA and our government sustained Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, Ayatollah Khomeini. And then we look at the Israelis, they've done the same thing. At one time, the Shin Bet was sustaining Hamas.
That's exactly correct.
The Mossad was financing Hamas. And when I look at that, in fact, there was a story whereby Yasser Arafat's financial financial belongings or his financial assets were being monitored and actually coordinated by the Shin Bet.
I'm familiar with that. Yeah. You're
That's
absolutely right.
Right. So you look at this.
Carlos,
let me tell you something.
Going on? See, you're an informed American. You're an informed American, and you understand the ramifications of this. But, you know, if the average American were told that Israel financed Hamas, you know what the average American would say? What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Isn't that scary?
Exactly.
Carlos, we got to go to a break. Thanks for your call. I got to bring some other folks up.
All right.
Call again soon. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. This hour is squeezing by fast.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
All right, folks, we're wrapping up the hour here. Going to go right to the phone calls. We want to bring up Scott from Massachusetts. Scott, are you there?
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Scott, what's going on?
I appreciate you plowing through. Sometimes it's a rough slog, so I appreciate the time to talk to you. Syria has been exonerated by the UN as far as the Harari thing. But it will be used again when it comes time for them to attack Syria.
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely. And frankly, I must tell you, I didn't know that. I did not know that. Or if I did know it, I had forgotten it. I'm glad you brought that point up. But you know.
But I have no love for the UN, but I hate to see the UN get liberty like they did yesterday.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
You know, they got liberty, man.
I'll tell you, Scott. Like I say, we've got to confront these people.
They're criminals. Politicians are criminals, and these people who are perpetrating this are criminals. Now, let me ask you this: Ben Mosley, Derek DeBusque, and Matthew Cloyd. Does that ring a bell?
Who are they?
Those are the guys who burnt down the 9 churches.
Ah, yes. Okay.
We never hear about it. We never, never hear about it. It's a crime. It's a crime that 3 Jewish kids perpetrated on the Baptist churches, because the Baptist churches were going to go out and proselytize the Jewish population using the Messianic Jews. And all of this happened right around the Southern Poverty Law Center, where Morris Dees carries out his operations.
You know, Scott, if you and I had gone out and burned down one Baptist church...
How about one synagogue?
Even one Baptist church, you and I would have been on the front page of every newspaper in the country.
Right, and you don't even know who Ben Mosley, Derek DeBusque, and Matthew Cloyd is, and neither does anybody else.
Yeah, see, those names, they didn't ring a bell to me.
I'm familiar
with that story, but you make the point very well. Exactly.
I'm a student of this and have been for a long time. And this guy Novak, he's a crypto Jew, just like this guy Kudlow they got on TV with the finance and all of that.
Well,
there's another Catholic convert, crypto Jew.
I was going to say Novak was actually born a Jew. That's correct. Yeah.
Right. He's a crypto Jew because he says he converted to Catholicism. But you know, you got the New York Times, the Boston Globe, owned by the Schultzberger. They also bought out the biggest Paris daily in France. And what they don't own, they control for the most part.
That's correct.
And it's just amazing what's going on. And
those newspapers that aren't controlled, jump as high as the Israeli lobby tells them to jump.
And it's not just the Israeli lobby; it's the Israeli it's the Jewish business people.
You're right. Absolutely.
Who put advertising into these newspapers. And these people depend on them. So even if they're not Jewish-owned, they're Jewish-controlled through the advertising. And you know it as well as I do.
You're absolutely right. I'm glad you pointed that out. You're absolutely 100% correct.
Well, I love your program, and I think I'm going to have to go to the archives. Everybody's raving about last night's program. I missed it.
Scott, I'll tell you what. I hope you'll come down to Washington for the AFP conference Labor Day weekend. I'd love to meet you. And I know some people there that you would hit it off very well with.
Well, I love everybody, and maybe I can get Rick Adams to take a ride with me down there. Wouldn't that be something?
I think Rick's going to be out of town then, but I don't know. Well, we'll find out. Listen, thanks a lot for your call, Scott.
Thank you.
All right, apologies to Bob in D.C. We couldn't bring him up tonight, but I'm sure he'll call back another night, and I will be here tomorrow night, God willing. This is Michael Collins Piper saying farewell for the time being. But please stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. This is where you're going to get it.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.